Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Off the ball, GAA.
No motivation. We've a crowd of fellas down there that are training since last November, and obviously we addressed it at the start about the All-Ireland final last year, and that back of the head straight away then after that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Manchester City go top of the Premier League and relegate Burnley. Chelsea finally decide to sack Lemar Senior, but could Andoni Iraola be next in line for the job? And could Donald Trump prevent Iran from playing at the World Cup this summer and replace them with Italy? But first, Manchester City have taken a narrow lead in the Premier League title race thanks to last night's 1-0 win away to Burnley. They're ahead of Arsenal at the top of the table because they've scored 3 more goals than their title rivals this season. Manager Pep Guardiola says it was a tough night at Turf Moor.
No, there's no frustration. How should be frustration? We won the 3 points. We are right now top of the league. The frustration exists. So, of course, we can do better and score goals. But the guys did absolutely everything. We were playing in many things. We just don't score. So everything is difficult. Nothing is for granted.
Erling Haaland scored after just 5 minutes, which proved decisive. He says it doesn't matter how they win, as long as they do.
1-0 is amazing. I'm super happy. I don't know why you keep on asking me that. I'm super happy we win and we get 3 points. And as they sing, we are top of the league, so be happy.
Sam Lee of The Athletic joined Ger Gilroy and Colin Buick on Thursday morning's Off the Ball breakfast, with the likes of Tijani Reinders, Nico Gonzalez, Omar Marmoush and even Phil Foden not being central parts anymore. Lee says it's all about who Pep Guardiola trusts.
But when do you think a player has made it under Pep? Because I thought Tijani Reinders was going to be a seriously influential midfielder. Remember his debut at Molineux, actually? He was excellent. And he had a couple more examples, and now he's not really seeing the light of day there at all. And then Ryan Cherki, it seems like Pep Guardiola is really frustrated with him at times this season. I don't know. You know the Carabao Cup final, now viral moment where he's juggling the football and the camera pans to a disgruntled looking Pep. Now, I suppose there's no absolute guarantee that that's what he was shaking his head over. But if it was, that's fair enough about Cherki. But now the last couple of weeks, just as City looked like they're possibly are going to win the league, Cherki seems to be the main man. In your experience of covering City all these years, do you ever get a sense of when a player has quote unquote made it under Pep and isn't vulnerable to being discarded?
Yeah, I suppose it's only because I've always looked at it the other way. You can always kind of tell the players he doesn't fancy.
Mm.
So then I suppose if you just look at the opposite of that, like Marmoush, for example, like he could have played Marmoush last night. He's not going to play Marmoush last night. Like he's not. I don't think he's particularly at it. Like Nico Gonzalez is another one of players that you like. He could have easily come in. Roger gets injured. Roger gets injured. Okay, Nico Gonzalez is going to play. No, he's going to play Nico O'Reilly in midfield and play Nori at left back instead. Like so, there's players like that, and it's just they just don't play regularly. Like you look at it and you just think he could have played him there. He's not going to. So I suppose the opposite of that is, and it's a simple answer, it's just, does he keep going back to them? Does he think they can play every 3 days? Because that's a big one, like that's a big criteria for Pep. Can you play like Premier League, Champions League, Premier League and stay fit? I think, can you stay fit, as harsh as it sounds? Because he's very demanding with injuries and things like that. So if you can stay fit, if you can play when you've got a bit of a problem, then he'll really appreciate that. Last season, Ake and Akanji, they played a lot with injuries. And they played badly at times, and fans slaughtered them. And it's like they're just playing with so many injuries, and people just don't know. Like, but that Guardiola really appreciates that. And then, he'll just keep playing you and playing you and playing you. And then maybe that does lead to a more serious injury. But it's kind of the sign that he trusts you, really. It's as simple as that, really. But if you're thinking, oh, what about him? Why isn't he starting? Guardiola's probably thinking, not too sure about you, mate.
Really?
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. That result also sent Burnley back down to the Championship. Despite his disappointment, manager Scott Parker says he's immensely proud.
These players have come in every single day with an absolutely humongous challenge, and we've just fallen a little bit short. The facts are we needed to overachieve this year, overachieve beyond overachieve every single game, and we've not managed to do that.
Sean Longstaff scored a 97th minute equaliser to help Leeds take another step towards safety. Daniel Farkaside drew 2 all the way to Bournemouth to move on to 40 points and are now 9 points clear of the bottom 3. The Leeds boss admits he's confident they've done enough to stay up.
Experience and long enough in this business that we will just celebrate once it's mathematically done. But we are 7 games unbeaten right now in all competitions. And why should we lose right now all the last 4 games? We are in a good shape. I think for us it's a very priceless point.
Bournemouth boss Andoni Iriola was furious that Sean Longstaff's goal was allowed to stand. He felt one of the Leeds players affected the goalkeeper from an offside position. Iriola says he discussed the incident with the officials.
He understood all my explanations. He says I have a point. I think it's very unfair for him because he's the one calling it live. It's impossible without seeing a replay for him to decide, no? But the VAR, no. The VAR is looking there very comfortable.
That result leaves Bournemouth in 7th place in the European spots above Chelsea, who sacked Liam Rossignol yesterday after just 106 days in charge. Iriola is one of the leading candidates to replace Rossignol at Chelsea this summer, but he says he's only focusing on finishing this season, which will be his last in charge of Bournemouth, who've already lined up Marco Rosa as his replacement.
Bournemouth, 4 games, we have an incredible position, incredible fight, also as a sign of respect for Bournemouth. No, I cannot talk right now about my future because it's not what worries the Bournemouth supporters.
Pep Guardiola said he was sorry to see Rossignol lose his job at Chelsea. Guardiola appeared critical of the way Chelsea operate by saying that he's lucky he's at City.
I picked the right club 10 years ago with the incredible hierarchy, incredible CEOs, sport directors. Unbelievable. So the consistency, the trust with the people are working here, It's amazing, so I'm so lucky.
Chelsea had lost 5 league games in a row without scoring. Former striker Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink says Rossignol wasn't the only one to blame for Chelsea's poor form.
The players need to look in the mirror. The players need to get up, stand up and be accountable. And it's not about playing for the manager. It's about playing for yourself and playing for your dignity.
Chelsea will continue their preparations for this weekend's FA Cup semi-final against Leeds today. Callum McFarlane will be in charge. He'll lead the first team until the end of the season. For the second time this season, after taking charge when Enzo Maresca was sacked, he was in charge for a 1-1 draw away to City and a 2-1 loss away to Fulham at the start of January. Former Chelsea defender Mario Melchiot says he is one non-negotiable for whoever comes in next at Stamford Bridge.
I want to make sure a manager that can handle the club and the team, because I want the players to respect the manager when he stands in front of them, and I don't want anything else.
Ipswich moved back inside the Championship's automatic promotion places last night after coming from behind to beat Charlton 2-1. The win moved them ahead of Millwall in the table and goal difference. Southampton and Middlesbrough remain just 3 points adrift of the pair, but Ipswich have a game in hand over the rivals. Manager Kieran McKenna says they have to keep digging in the race for promotion.
We've got West Brom on Saturday morning, 12:30, maybe the form team in the league at the moment, and doing it on a Wednesday night away and then Saturday morning away, so it's going to be tough. So not much time to enjoy it tonight, recover and prepare well for another tough game.
That loss means Charlton still haven't secured their safety, but Blackburn will be in the second tier next season after beating Sheffield United 3-1. Charlton are 6 points ahead of Oxford, who are in the final relegation spot with 2 games to play. Charlton are 2 goals better off in terms of goal difference. Speaking of Blackburn, former player and coach Tony Parks has sadly died at the age of 76. Often referred to as Mr. Blackburn Rovers, the club have said they'll mark his contribution at Ewood Park next weekend when they finish their season against Leicester. Parks was a caretaker manager on several occasions as well as a player. Our live commentary game from the League of Ireland comes from Richmond Park on Friday night with St. Pat's at home to Bohemians. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Richie Towle in the commentary box for that one. And you'll be able to hear live and exclusive commentary on Off the Ball and News Talk from 7 o'clock. It's also on the Go Loud app as well. Elsewhere on Friday, Ben Symes will be in Derry for the Candy Stripes' first game at the home of Derry GAA in Celtic Park. Derry are at home of the champion Shamrock Rovers, who have a 2-point lead at the top. Ben caught up with former Pats man, now at Rovers, Jake Mulraney, and asked him about the impact that James McLean has had since he came back to the League of Ireland.
No, I wouldn't really think that, to be honest. Obviously, it's great for the league, I think, to have James back, but no, it wouldn't have been something that crossed my mind when I seen him playing in the middle of the park. It was a bit of a surprise because I think he's been pretty much like myself, just an out-and-out winger, I think, for his career, from what I remember. But no, look, I didn't think of that, if I'm being honest. But yeah, like I said, it's good for the league to have him back.
And at this week's LOI pod, Stephen Doyle was joined by Gareth McGlynn and Vinnie Perth, and the three lads discussed one of Irish football's perhaps greatest exports, the blight of the injured goalkeeper.
This is one of Irish football's finest exports. This goalkeeper going down with an injury for a timeout. This has gone right across Europe. They're doing this in Italy, they're doing it in Spain, they're doing it in the Premier League, they're doing it everywhere. Should we not be proud of this? We've had such an impact on the world game.
Yeah, well, Keith Andrews adopted as well. He watched a huge amount of League of Ireland football. What was ironic to me was Bowes, a couple of Bowes lads on the bench getting tick about it. I mean, it was invented somewhere belonged to that coaching staff. But it's very easy to fix, Steve-O. Very easy. Once the decision is made, the referee allows treatment on for a goalkeeper, unless it's a clear and obvious like clash or something. But they're going down for no reason. Okay, no clashes, none of that stuff. Fourth official, or the linesman on that side, walks on 15 yards onto the pitch, and no player is allowed to approach the bench until that goalkeeper's treatment is finished. Mm. Therefore, if I want to give an instruction to a team or completely reset up my team, which managers are doing, or just before they make a substitution, I'm shouting 20 yards so everybody can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way of fixing it, because like it's just 2 and 3 minutes out of a game, and it affects the flow of teams. It affected Bowes. We're starting to build a bit of momentum, and it's very clear what happened. So they have to stop it.
And listen, do you know something? We can't just we can't just have a go at one team. They've all done it. I think every team in this Premier Division has been guilty of doing this. Gareth, would you have any ideas as to how you kind of put a stop to it?
Yeah, I think it was just on Vinny's comment there as well. It's a good idea. There has to be something put in place for it. It happened in the Derry game on Friday night as well. I mean, Shells were gaining serious momentum in the second half, looking like they were going to go on and win the game, and the keeper went down. And it's the momentum. I like Vinny's solution, but it still stops the momentum of the game. Like, do not underestimate when you're on top and things are going well and you're in that kind of moment. Things are easy and looking easy, and you can see that the team's going to score. Even stopping it for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes from it kills the game from an attacking perspective, gets you set up as well. That's a start. I think that's a start, what Vinny's saying, but we're seeing it all over the place, and it's just getting worse. So before it gets even worse again, we need to stop.
Remember, you can listen to that and all of our LOI coverage for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Ben Symes will be on X tomorrow night just after 10 for LOI Late Night. Ross Flanagan will sum up all of Friday night's action with the LOI wrap-up on Saturday morning, and you'll be able to find both in your OTB Football podcast feed. Hearts boss Derek McInnes says he's relishing the return of the Scottish Premiership this weekend as his side look to stay top. The top and bottom six have been split for the last 5 games. They'll all play each other in the respective halves of the table. The leaders start with an Edinburgh derby against Hibs.
Arguably could be our hardest game, and for lots of different reasons. Hibs away and the derby and everything that entails, but great games to be involved in, and we're really looking forward to them.
And with Oisin McEntee now out for the season, Hearts will have to do without one of their key players. McEntee joined Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson on this week's Green Scene and explained just what it's like to play in the biggest games in Scotland.
Scoring the goal at Celtic Park was amazing. It was unbelievable. You've grown up watching these teams and in these stadiums, and you're scoring in them. It was just an amazing feeling. But I think we've had a good belief in the squad, in each other. Like, you're training every day with some of these players, the likes of Claudio Braga, Kizaridis, all these players, and you see the standard in training, and even from the boys that aren't getting into the team, and you think that this team is going to have a proper go at it. But I think it's probably after Christmas. You try to get to Christmas still on top, and we've always kind of had that inner belief.
What's it like playing in the derbies or in Ibrox and Celtic Park? The games just seem super fast paced, super intense, like you don't get a minute to breathe.
Yeah, it's crazy now. I wasn't expecting it to be that crazy in my first derby. We played at Tynecastle, and the ball doesn't settle for the first half. You're just running around and it's just mayhem. But the good thing in the Edinburgh derby is they give each other the full stand. So Hearts will give Hibs the full stand, and then when we go to Easter Road, Hibs will give Hearts the full stand. It makes the atmosphere so much better because you have around 4,000, 5,000 fans. And it's just...
That's also free to listen back to in your OTB football podcast feed. Meanwhile, James Forrest has signed the new one-year deal to keep him at Celtic until the end of next season. The Scottish midfielder remains the club's most decorated player with 26 trophies to his name, having been with the Scottish champion since he was a nine-year-old boy. And a special envoy to US President Donald Trump has confirmed he's asked FIFA to remove Iran from this summer's World Cup and to replace them with Italy. Iran's involvement in the summer tournament has been in question after the US and Israel began attacks on Iran back in February. The World Cup will be co-hosted by the US, Mexico and Canada. All of Iran's group stage games are scheduled to be in the US. Italy failed to qualify for the World Cup when they were beaten by Bosnia-Herzegovina on penalties in their playoff final. The Financial Times have reported that US Special Envoy Paolo Zampoli seeking to have them parachuted in, with Iran being removed. FIFA President Gianni Infantino said on a visit to an Iran squad training camp in Turkey last month that all matches would take place as scheduled, and he offered the team help with preparations for the tournament. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.